For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is off recess and is now back in session, 2 days before confirmation hearings begin for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democrats and Republicans are battling over what records should be released. Looking ahead to what Kavanaugh will have to say when he starts answering Senate questions, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Fox News Sunday.
What I think you'll find is somebody said 308 decisions, so you can get a pretty good idea of what he thinks.
On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
And Graham has his own predictions about what will happen.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
Two off-duty police officers refused to be robbed. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Two men picked the wrong guys to rob outside a hookah lounge in Atlanta Saturday morning. Deputy Police Chief Jeff Glazier says they were off-duty police officers. One was shot but returned fire, wounding the two suspects.
They have gunshot wounds to the arms and the legs, and our off-duty officer was shot in the stomach. But again, everybody's in stable condition.
The other officer was not injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Back in the beginning of May, President Trump announced he's pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. On CBS's Face the Nation, former Secretary of State John Kerry criticized the president's decision.
Only the United States walked away. Only Donald Trump, his defense secretary, thought he should keep it. The Secretary of State that he got rid of thought he should keep it. His intelligence people thought he should keep it. The fact is, this agreement is working.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California is about to implement another first-of-its-kind law. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
California lawmakers sending a measure to the Governor Jerry Brown that would require California-based public companies to have at least one woman on their boards by the end of 2019. That bill would also require as many as three women by the end of 2021, depending on the size of the board. A study from PricewaterhouseCoopers finds the majority of companies in the S&P 500 do have at least one woman on their boards, but just a quarter have two or more. If Brown signs the bill, California would be the first state with such a requirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Divers are among those searching for four people who are still missing after the crash of two boats in the Colorado River. On Saturday night, the Mojave County Sheriff's Department received numerous 911 calls about a major collision of two boats on the river.
12 people in the water near Pirate Cove Resort.
Parts of the river are closed as dive teams continue to search for four missing people. The crash happened near the Mojave Regional Park, about 29 miles east of Los Angeles. It's a popular recreational spot that was crammed with people for the Labor Day holiday. Investigators believe one boat was heading north and the other was heading south when they hit head-on at about 50 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.